You all set for the big dinner Friday night?
Well, we sure are. It's getting better and better.
Well, I think it's going to be a nice dinner, and I think the idea of having the 60 people over at Talo House,
that's a great idea.
That brings everybody into it.
That we couldn't, a lot of people into it, you know,
that we couldn't have to the white tie thing, and they can all be there for the big ceremony, you see. See, they'll be there in the ballroom when we give the Medal of Freedom.
Right. Mr. President, what do you think? Should Mr. Wells expect to make a reply?
No, I'll tell you what I will do. In the state dining room,
yes.
I will, because I think it's only appropriate there, I will rise and propose a toast to Lila and Wally.
Right.
And he then might rise and say, well, I'd like to respond by proposing a toast to the President of the United States.
He
wants to say a little thing he can. He doesn't need to.
He is working up a little something.
Well, if he could, that'd be fine.
And then
when we go into the other room, he doesn't need to say anything because I'll present the Medal of Freedom, hang around, and that'll be it.
He can say thank you very much, et cetera. Well, in the state dining room, he would like to talk. He told me this afternoon. He'd like to talk for about 10 minutes.
Fine. Good.
Fine. Is that all right?
Fine. Well, now, do you think we should save that for the other room?
Well, I think I'd have to.
Well, you see, in the other room, it'll be.
I think it would be better in the
state dining room. Then he could be more comfortable and say what he wants.
Less formal.
That's right. That's right. And he'd be talking to people that.
That's right. His friends.
Right. Good. So say that I'll propose the toast, and he can respond any way he wants.
All right. That's perfect. Wonderful.
And after that. Well, the North Vietnamese did just exactly what we expected. They turned it down, but that's okay. We're just going to keep right on this line and say we've offered a good peace proposal and they ought to accept it. Can't go any further. Oh, they'll squeal and say, why don't we do this or that? The other thing, we'll say, all right, we've offered this and that's that. Yeah, Hanoi, oh, sure. They're going
to
wait it out for about 3 more months, and then I think they'll deal.
Right, they have to sooner or later.
Yeah. They're going
to
try one more offensive, and it'll fail, in my opinion, and then they'll deal.
You've got the air power there, and it will fail.
That's right. We're going to really flop it to them, too.
Well, that was really a tremendous thing for you to keep their peace all this time, the last 6 months.
Yeah, I knew. I knew. Well, for 30 months, I knew we were negotiating, and
right.
I couldn't say it. We'd already done.
That's right.
We'd answered the 7 points. We'd offered a deadline and prisoners and ceasefire, and they just turned it all down. You liked the way it was done, huh? Good. Well, good hope. We'll see you. They're going
to
spend the night, too, aren't they?
Just
well, we're going to put him in the Lincoln Room and her in the Queen's Room. Okay.
Well,